This is Dana Whalen, WNPR News. Last month, Bloomfield-based Signet turned down a $184 a share offer from Anthem. Now the two have agreed on a deal which will create the nation's largest health insurer. This new agreement means Cigna shareholders will receive the equivalent of about $188 a share for their Cigna stock, about 55% in cash and 45% in shares of Anthem. Anthem's Joseph Swedish will become chairman and CEO of the combined company.
We believe this is the best transaction for both companies.
And Cigna's David Cordani will be president and chief operating officer.
Both of our businesses will be stronger together.
The combined company will house some 53 million members and serve about 17% of the U.S. population. But Cordani says they serve different parts of the population.
The two businesses, as they sit today, while large businesses, are quite complementary, whether you look at it in terms of the size segments, the majority of our businesses in, the geographies they're in, the diversity of the programs, et cetera.
The executives say they see opportunities for the combined company to grow, for example, in the Medicare Advantage business and in what Cordani says is the underserved Medicaid-Medicare dual population.
The country is in desperate need of innovative solutions, and we will be as well-positioned or better positioned than anybody to be able to thrive in that space.
Cigna has about 4,200 employees in Connecticut, mostly on the Bloomfield campus. A spokesman says there's no immediate word on whether overall staffing there would be affected, and Swedish says there have been no decisions about individuals.
We've got tremendous talent in both organizations. I like to characterize it as that, you know, we've got a very big tent that's being built. There's a lot of talent under that tent. And so, you know, there's a tremendous amount of effort that will have to go into the integration of the two companies.
Five Cigna directors will join the Anthem Board of Directors. The combined company is expected to generate more than $115 million in annual revenues. If shareholders and regulators approve, the deal could close by the second half of next year. Dana Whalen, WNPR News.